Suckers Professional Carpet Cleaning.
All right, and who came up with that name?
It's been around for 10 or 12 years. Actually, a young man started the company, and then...
young man with a good sense of humor, obviously.
Really liked it and said, I'll buy the company just for the name and the logo.
There you go.
It was obviously before Will and Grace and the like.
Now, when you come out to someone's house to clean their carpet, what do you guys do? What's the process?
The process is to go in and look at the house, of course, and check the carpet with the client, spot any trouble.
What are signs of trouble?
The spot that is a really bad spot that's been with them long enough that they've probably given it a name.
What about rugs with odor issues?
With odor issues?
Yeah.
We clean it, and extract it, and then we use deodorizer on it.
What kind of carpets do you see out there today?
Color scheme is what really notes something.
What was the style of carpeting in the 70s? What was that called?
The shag carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you finding now that people are liking carpeting longer cut, or are they liking their carpet a little closer cut to the base?
The nap on the carpet now is a lot, it's a lot closer.
Well, very good. That's due to the, I think, the porn going to VCR. All right. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, sir.
All right. So it's called Rug Suckers. You've heard what the guy had to say. Use your imagination. Here is the spot that we wrote for that business. Don't know how
far I go. Hey, Carla. Hey, Barb. What's wrong? What's eating you?
Would you look at this place? Isn't it obvious?
Yeah, your rug is awful dirty. I'll clean it for you.
Oh, no, this carpet's a mess. I'm going to need a professional. I think I'm going to call...
Rug Suckers Professional Carpet Cleaning.
Oh, come on. What are they going to do to your rug that I can't do? Are they going to be able to get rid of that horrible stink?
With odor issues, we clean it, and extract it, and then we use deodorizer on it. So, yes, we handle that. We calls on people that have had some kind of biological problem.
I wouldn't say it's a problem.
I don't know. That shag carpet seems awfully out of style. Right, Rug Suckers guy?
The nap on the carpet now is a lot closer.
Maybe you're right. I did just find Joanne's ring in my carpet yesterday.
Well, if I want to get my carpet cleaned, how do I get in touch with these Rug Suckers?
866-248-4780.
I hope they don't send a man.
Don't worry, you know what they say. Cleaning rugs is women's work.
It's very emotional, that one. All right, there you go. If you want 60 seconds for the day off, it's as simple as this. You can email us, donmiller@99x.com. Wally, we're giving away a trip to Belize today. Can you explain how we're doing that?
We are doing that with our lousy lover stories. If you had a bad experience, you write us, email us with that, and you can still try and squeeze one in. And then the winner, the worst bad lover that we determine, will get a full trip to Belize for like seven nights, 8 days. And the place they're staying is amazing.
Right. Give us some information about that.
All right. Some of the stuff that they're going to do, it's 7 nights, 8 days. All your meals are included. You're going to get to go on like excursions. That's a big part of like when you travel. You get to go to this rainforest trek, Mayan ruins and waterfalls. You can go snorkeling. You get unlimited free local beer. They'll do like candlelight dinners for two, served on your veranda, mountain bike, trekking. It's a beautiful, romantic getaway.
Again, this is for theliberator.com.
Right.
They are these love pillows, and they promise to help all your relationships. Today we have a young man named Robert who emailed us. Robert, hello.
Hello.
All right. You have a very, very sad story.
Yeah, it's pretty much of a roller coaster ride.
All right. You are 28 years old. You've been dating your girlfriend for 3.5 years, and you've basically only had sex once. Explain how that's possible.
Well, she basically is, she's a lot younger than I am. She's only 21 right now. And she's been raised as a good girl, and, you know, she's maintained staying a virgin until she got married.
Right.
We were supposed to actually get married last October. We were looking at doing that, but she wasn't right ready for that, so we had to wait. And I guess after time, you kind of fall into, you know, things happen once in a while.
Right. So you ended up having sex.
Yes.
And what happened?
Well, it was very awkward. She came home one night after the club, and I was happened to be staying over her house waiting for her. And she just came into the room, and I guess she was a little excited, so she hopped into the bed, took off her clothes, and I was like, all right.
Not what happened with having sex. I mean, what happened after you had sex?
Oh, what happened after?
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah, thank you for that wonderful tale.
Well, I'll just tell you that because that's almost just as funny as everything else.
All right.
All right, so you had sex.
Okay, yes, and, well, she got pregnant.
Okay. Oh, boy, on the first shot.
And she's very young. She's, like, what, like 20 at this point?
She's 21.
Well, no, at the point.
At the point where she was pregnant.
She's 21.
Okay, so she's 21. She's from, like, a real religious family?
Yes.
And then, so she, does she tell her parents that she's pregnant?
No.
Okay, she doesn't, because that would be, like, the end of the world, and you would never be allowed around her again, probably.
Well, they would be understanding because, you know, they would end up loving the baby.
Right.
We were just waiting to after the, you know, a little bit into it because she had had complications about a week and a half after she got pregnant.
Right.
Where she had some like really heavy bleeding. We thought she had a miscarriage.
Uh huh.
So we went to the doctor and turns out she was okay. The baby was still there. They couldn't figure out what the bleeding was and they gave her some medication.
How long ago was this? Because isn't she showing?
This was actually not long ago, but no, she wasn't showing because it had just happened.
Right.
But what happened is, sometimes she had to go out on a mission trip.
Oh, God.
Right. Pregnant on a mission trip. Yeah. Well, seems ironic.
You can't tell the parents, and she was supposed to do it anyways.
Uh-huh. Right.
So she went on a mission trip, and she came back, and she started having some spotting.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't think anything of it, really. She went back to the doctor, went for an ultrasound, and the baby was gone.
Okay. Oh.
So she miscarried.
Yeah, we think it was the doctor said it was because of the stress of, you know, having the baby, the mission
right.
trip, that
right.
she just passed it along sometime.
All right, so so she had the miscarriage, so now she's got to be completely freaked out about sex.
Oh, and, you know, she also got a yeast infection, too.
Okay, all right, this is getting sick. I know I've had to go through all these things with my wife and having kids, but I hate talking about them.
Yeah, I mean, this is, yeah.
Bottom line, you're not knocking boots with her anymore.
Wait, no. So she's obviously got to be freaked out by sex. She'd never had sex. She was raised in a family where sex was not an option. And before marriage, she finally gives in and does the right thing and has sex with you.
The right thing? Oh, gosh.
The right thing.
It's absolutely true. It was the right thing. And so, and then you have sex. She gets pregnant, as can happen. She's willing to keep the baby. She has a miscarriage. And now she's got to be freaking out. And then you've only had sex one time since then, but you were so nervous that it was a total joke and it didn't last long. That's in the email that we have here. But you still, through all this, are still planning to get married to her.
Oh, definitely.
And this trip to Belize could end up being like a honeymoon.
Oh, it's going to be a honeymoon, definitely.
Now, do you think that you want to marry this young girl based on the fact that she wouldn't have sex with you?
Oh, I waited 3.5 years. I can wait a little longer,
right.
I guess.
And
yeah, but you've got a lot of time invested. My wife was a virgin when we got married, too.
She says to you, but I've heard stories.
And we waited like 4 years, and by the time...
You
like,
waited 4 years?
Yes, it was like, man, we dated for 4 years. It was like, all right, it is time. Or three years.
How many,
it was like, it's time.
How many people did you have sex with before you met your wife?
Oh, God. I think it was like 18, something like that.
18 people?
Yeah, women.
Or 18 times?
No, people.
18 people, okay. Yeah. All right, so, wow,
oh
you waited
God.
4.5 years. Holy cow.
Yeah, that just sucked. That was really, really difficult to do. But it was worth it, so I hope it's worth it for you. How about that?
All right, well, I mean, you didn't have sex with your wife before you got married?
No, No, she was a virgin when we got married.
And then it was totally worth it.
And you know what? It actually it was cool. It was a good night.
All right, well, listen, you obviously have had a horrible life. This is a situation, and you think a trip to Belize, you think that she could get over her fears of sex, you could end up having a healthy sexual relationship?
Well, she's going to have to because I'm getting a little pent up right now.
All right. So. Well, good. Well, Robert, you have a very compelling story. Who knows? We could pick you. We'll make our decision at 8:30. Thank you for emailing us.
All right. Thank you.
This trip is from theliberator.com. Maybe they could work that in and make his new love comfortable.
All right. It's a freedom of choice weekend here on 99X.
Yes.
We can play anything. The whole time I'm on the phone with this guy and I'm trying to concentrate on this. Listen, we're going on vacation for 9 days after today. I want things easy. So I call out to the listeners. I say, hey, request a song. I say, hey, fat kid, verbally, or with hand signals while we're on the air, go find me a song. Now, we can play anything we can play.
Yeah.
Deep stuff.
Deep cuts.
Deep cuts. The first song he brings in is Nine Snails' Head Like a Hole. We've been playing that since the station was invented. Then he turns around and hands me Landslide by the Smashing Pumpkins, which is on the sheet of songs to play. Are you kidding me?
Very creative.
So I can bust out the metal albums.
No, Wally or Jimmy, pick a song, any song, and I'll see if we can find it. Or call in and I'll just take your calls.
Take a call.
99X, what are you calling about?
Hey, I think Petra should have really dove into Wally's no sex for 4 years.
No, he shouldn't have. No, he shouldn't have, sir. We've got bigger fish to fry. We got to find a song.
Yeah, what do you think of Wally not having sex for 4 years?
Well, I think it's a little strange. I want to at least dive in and see if he got, you know, a little action, maybe a tug job or
yes.
something.
Yeah, other. Yeah, thank you for that. Other things were taken care of. She's a very attentive woman.
All right, very good. All right, they're working on Alkaline Trio. Ooh. I have it in my car. I have Alkaline Trio in my car. Who wants my keys? Do you want my keys? The keys to my automobile?
To go get said CD and bring it back up?
I mean, you guys are insane with not knowing what's going on. 99X, go ahead.
Hey, Pearl Jam's remake of Bob O'Reilly.
I don't know where that is. Do we have that?
Well, we're not going to try.
Well, the thing is that all weekend, a bunch of us are going to be up here because we have stacks of CDs. In a room in the other, you know.
Oh, okay.
Jay Heron's room. So we're going to find stuff for
you. Yes, I know. This is very much on the fly, but we find. So someone requested Alkaline Trio, Fat Kid?
Calandro.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Well, Calandro has no idea what's going on. Unbelievable. Handed me Landslide.
The listener requested
Alkaline Trio. I had
now,
them
here's
all.
Another thing that we want you to do as well. We've got a Freedom of Choice web poll we'd like for people to take and give us their opinions. And that'll be at 99x.com starting at 10 this morning.
Handed me Head Like a Hole and Landslide. Two things that we're playing. Yeah. Freedom of Choice Weekend. Here's a song that you've heard us play a billion times. All right, Alkaline Trio. They're one of my favorite bands.
Incubus?
Yes. Can you play Stone Temple Pilots Interstate Love Song? All right, so here's the deal. Alkaline Trio, they're one of my favorite bands. We've actually had them on the air when I was doing the night show. This was a request off the... Vagrant Records album, Good Morning, spelled like morning, like I'm sad.
Yeah.
It's We Had Enough. It's the radio edit, the Don Miller Morning Show on 99X. When we come back, Fat Kid and Seabass out acting like pimps. It is the Don Miller Morning Show on 99X.